God's grace, his mercy be with you today through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. Let's take a look in the next several Sundays at some names of God in the Old Testament, how God identifies himself. Usually it starts with the word Jehovah or Yahweh and then has a name attached to it like Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Shammah, etc. And today let's take a look at this one, Jehovah Adonai. That's one of God's very special names in Scripture. And it very first occurs with Abraham there in Genesis chapter 15, where God says, "Fear not, Abram, I am your shield, your reward shall be very great." But Abram said, "O Lord God," that's Jehovah Adonai, Adonai Jehovah, "what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?" So this word, Jehovah Adonai, occurs throughout the Old Testament. What's it mean? Jehovah is the same as Yahweh. It just depends on which vowels are underneath those letters. So Jehovah is God's name. It means I am, if you will. And Adonai, what's that mean, you Hebrew scholars? Lord. So Jehovah, Lord. So let's focus on God, Jehovah, as Lord today. That's his name. And what does that mean for us as Christians that he is Lord? This is super important for us to lay hold of his name in our lives. Because is the world a runaway train, totally out of control, careening down the tracks with no conductor or engineer in the engine room driving it toward a cliff out of control, as a lot of people think? Or do we have Jehovah Adonai in charge of the world, all things under his command, in his power, driving it to a particular destination, especially for us as Christians? Let's understand how powerful and amazing the name Jehovah Adonai is for us as God's people, for our courage in life. Now, if you think about the name Jehovah Adonai, that he is Lord, does the world know Jehovah Adonai? The world has a totally different worldview and perspective. They do not know our God, that he is Lord of lords and King of kings. Consider, for example, if you look at how they see the world having come into being. What do they say? There was a Big Bang. Nothing exploded by a power that didn't exist and all of a sudden created everything by a big cosmic accident, totally out of control. And where do we live, according to professors and public school teachers? God bless many of them. They have to teach this, but they don't believe it. But PhD college professors, we're just on a flying rock that broke off as a boulder from nothing that created, came out of nothing, coursing and streaking through space at 2.8 million miles an hour, swirling, spinning, out of control, from nowhere, going through nothing to nowhere. And let's just hope we don't run into an asteroid. Friends, can you believe it? That's what their perspective is on where we live. That doesn't sound like God's perspective, Jehovah Adonai, which we know in the scriptures. They say the world is a runaway train. Not only do they see the creation of this world that way, but they see the world as continually being a train out of control. Nature, the wind, the weather, the storms, the hurricanes, and how the creatures came into be. What do they say? It's a runaway train. The wind and the weather is all just total random chance. It's a slot machine. Who knows what's going to happen? There's nobody in charge of all of these things. And how did the creatures come into being? Well, at first there was a rock, and then the rain fell upon the rock, and somehow from rocks and mud came everything by accident, all through fighting and clawing its way to the top to destroy its neighbor to get to where it is today. What does that sound like, the teaching of Satan, a god of chaos, even though he's no god at all. It's a runaway train, says the world, all that is surrounding us, the wind and the weather and the storms and the creatures. When you get to politics, the world freaks out once again because they don't know Jehovah Adonai. They think all this is totally random runaway train as well. The rise and the fall of kings, presidents, prime ministers, kings, victories in war, boundaries of nations, Supreme Court decisions, and all these things are all just a total free-for-all, crazy place where everything is by luck or by skill or by your army. They don't know Jehovah Adonai. It's a runaway train. And then you could come down to our own lives. Most people in the world think that their lives are basically a runaway train, that nobody's driving it, that it's up to them by their own strength, by their own willpower, by their own ingenuity, by the strength of their arm of flesh to create for themselves the best life they can. I'm going to get myself the best job. I'll create an empire. I will get the best, hottest wife. I'll have beautiful children, and I will have health. I will extend my days simply by eating enough kale. That's what they say, right? It's all in my power. As that wicked poem says, I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. It's all up to me, myself, and I. They do not know Jehovah Adonai, the Lord. And even if they do acknowledge that there is a God, they often take a deist view, which is that God is a great clockmaker. He put together a world like a clock, and then he just steps back and lets it run, and it runs and runs wherever it wants to go. God is a hands-off approach. He's not involved with the wind, the weather, the creatures, or your lives. He just made it and stepped back and says, have at it. Hope it works well for you. Bye-bye. A runaway train is the picture from the world. They don't know Jehovah Adonai. And what's the result if that's your worldview, which is the view of most people in the world? Helplessness. What else? Hopelessness. Fear. Worry. Dread. Anxiety. Maybe pride. I can do it all myself. But also just terrible dread and foreboding of the future, because it's a crazy place, this world. It's all up to me, and I can't handle it. It's a crazy runaway train. Now let's get to us. How about us Christians? Are we afraid of these things? Are we in dread? Are we worried about things? Answer, no. Because we know Jehovah Adonai. Say amen. Amen. Now, we can get somewhat influenced by the beliefs around us in the world to the point that we latch on to some of these ideas from the world, that it's out of control, runaway train. But let's not do that today. Let's refresh ourselves on who is our God. His name is Jehovah Adonai, which means Lord. Lord of lords and King of kings. Let's open up and consider the origins of our world. Psalm 95. What do we know? We read this. The Lord, Yahweh Jehovah, is a great God and a great king above all gods. In his hand are the depths of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands formed the dry ground. So when we think about our worldview of the whole universe in which we're living, this is ordered. It's not runaway. It is by a king who set it up in a very orderly fashion by his own word. He spoke and it came to be, and it is all in his control. Amen. That is a huge blessing for you. You're not freaking out like the rest of the world. This is an orderly world. Jehovah Adonai made it. How about the running of the world? Now, of course, sin entered into the world, and it creates a lot of trouble because it makes crooked, straight paths. and brings a lot of trouble, even death into the world. Sin brought that. But how much is God involved in the world today? Is he kind of the divine clockmaker and just made it and steps back and takes a hands-off approach? What do we read, even though the world is a bit crazy? Is there a conductor at the head of the train? Psalm 75, verse 3, God says this, "When the earth totters and all its inhabitants, it is I who keeps steady its pillars." How about in your life? When your earth totters and everything seems moving and shaking around, do you hear this word from Jehovah Adonai? It is I who keeps steady the pillars of the earth. God daily upholds it. Who is Jehovah Adonai in the flesh? Jesus Christ. Hey, very good. And what does it say here in Hebrews? Jesus is the glory of God. He bears the very stamp of his nature, upholding the universe by his word of power. So this world is in control because it is under Jehovah Adonai. Jesus is before all things, and in him all things hold together. How about nature, though? You know, I'm a sailor. I go out on the sea. I used to, anyway. Still sail. But is the weather out of control? Is the weather just random? Is it all dumb luck and chance? Who knows what wind will blow today? What will come our direction? Well, the world freaks out about this again because they don't know Adonai. What do they say? The world, the weather, it's all up to us. What happened in the 1970s? You guys know. There was global cooling. We're all going to freeze to death. We got to save the world, the planet. 1980s to the early 2000s, global warming. We're all going to burn up. It's up to us to save the planet. Then, of course, couldn't decide whether it was cooling or warming, so it turned into global climate change, which is, we got to stop the climate from changing or we'll all die. It's all up to us. That is a perspective that doesn't know Jehovah Adonai. No pilot at the wheel? No, that's not what the Bible says. Psalm 147. Let's look at this for our comfort today. Verse 8. We read, God covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares rain for the earth. He makes grass grow upon the hills. Is all this stuff just total random chance? Did God just set it up and walk away? That's not what the Bible says. God is in charge of the clouds. He's in charge of the rain. He's in charge of the grass growing, and he daily makes these things happen. If we turn over here to Job also, Job 37, by the breath of God, ice is given. The broad waters are frozen fast. He loads the clouds, the thick cloud, with moisture. The clouds scatter his lightning. They turn round and round by his guidance to accomplish all that he commands them. Say those words. He commands them on the face of the habitable world, whether for correction or for his land or for love. He causes it to happen. So God is Adonai. He is in charge. What a fantastic word that is for us. So are you afraid of global warming, global cooling, global climate change? Not as Christians. They can freak out, but we are cool because we know God says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. Thus says Jehovah Adonai. So no fear for us. In fact, when I'm sailing on the sea, I don't do stupid things. I don't go out in a hurricane or terrible thunderstorms. God doesn't want us to be stupid, but I'm also very confident because I know him who, when there was a storm at sea, was asleep on a cushion. They said, "We're going to be perishing, Lord." He awoke and he speaks to the wind and he commands the sea, saying, "Peace, be still." And the elements obey him. And they say, "Who is this that even wind and sea obey this man?" That's Jehovah Adonai. So when I sail, no worries for me, because I know he commands the winds and the weather, and he's watching over them for me. Thou dost rule the raging of the sea, Psalm 89 says. When its waves rise, thou stillest them. And the Lord is great. Whatever the Lord pleases, he does in heaven and on earth, in the sea and all deeps. He is Jehovah Adonai. So use his name to drive away your fears of wind and weather and such. Is he also in command, though, of his creatures? What do you think? He feeds them. You know, the world, once again, thinks nature is just a big free-for-all. It's a jungle, wild, untamed, just eat what you can and try to avoid being eaten. Now, to our eyes, it may seem that way, but what do we read in Scripture? Psalm 147, he gives to the beasts their food and to the young ravens which cry. Do you believe that? That God is the one who feeds? You know, they hunt, they forage, but it's God who takes care daily of all of his creatures. What does our Lord Jesus say? What am I thinking about? Which verse? Look to the birds of the air, Jesus says. They don't toil or spin and all those things or store up, but your heavenly Father feeds them. You ever see the little chickadees flitting around on the branches? They're working hard, but it's God who is daily taking care of them. They obey him. The ravens God commanded to feed Elijah. The fish God commanded to swallow Jonah. The lions God commanded to keep their mouths shut when Daniel was in their den. And that's a real comfort to me, because I used to be very afraid of sharks in the ocean. Really. When I was a boy and I saw Jaws, did you see Jaws? I didn't want to go in a swimming pool, okay? I was in the sea on a little rock. I remember the water was waist deep and the shore was right, like, to me, to Michael. And I didn't want to get in the water to go to the shore because I'm afraid of sharks type of thing. I don't know why, but in the course of time, knowing Jehovah Adonai commands his creatures, well, just last week, or you know, I was on a cruise and I was in the Caribbean swimming off of St. Kitts, snorkeling. And I thought, it's fun to swim along the shore, but let's swim out into the deep, Greg. Let's go out deeper to where all I see under me is just blue. You know, when I was a boy, I would never have done such a thing. But now I know Jehovah Adonai. Not that I'm stupid about that. Like a guy I heard of once on my boat. I run a part-time charter boat for those who are new here. I heard about a story where a guy was actually attacked by a shark in the desert. Can you believe that? Well, he was went to Las Vegas. He got on a drunken binge drinking week, and he saw a tank he thought was full of dolphins. He said, I'm going to jump in and swim with the dolphins. I'm swimming with the dolphins. And everybody's yelling at him, those are sharks. I'm swimming with the dolphins. They were bull sharks, and they attacked him. And he got what he deserved. They bit his leg, and he was okay. But I think God judged the man for that. But he got attacked by a shark in the desert. Here I am swimming in the open ocean, but I'm not afraid, because I know Jehovah Adonai. The point is, when we know his name and truly lay hold of this, it chases away all of our fears. That doesn't mean we don't work or we're not smart about things or take care, but it means we trust. There's no need or room for fear when we know his name. Use his name when you're afraid. Jehovah Adonai, you're in charge. We also know he rules over the nations. Oh, come on. People today are freaking out about politics, aren't they? Oh no, what's going on in those high places? Corruption, Supreme Court, presidents, prime ministers, nations, and the media is working to spur on and inspire panic in the masses, because they're going to make moolah, money, off of your fears. And there's great dread in the world. Oh no, what's going to happen there? Are you afraid of kings, presidents, prime ministers, and such things? Well, we know that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked rule, the people groan, so I get that. But we know Jehovah Adonai is in charge of the world of politics. We know that he made from one person, Adam, every nation of men to live upon the face of the earth. He determined the allotted periods and the boundaries of their habitation, says Paul. So God determines the borders of countries and whether they be kept. Also, we read in Daniel 2 that he, God, changes times and seasons. He removes kings and sets up kings. So we get to elect a president. We work at that. God works with that. But it's God who really does the electing, one way or the other. In war, the horse is made ready for the battle, says Scripture, but the victory belongs to the Lord, to Adonai, to King of Kings. So are you afraid of politics? You're going to go freak out like everybody else? Or are you going to be courageous and cool like a Christian because you know Jehovah Adonai? God is able to humble even Nebuchadnezzar. Remember him in the Bible? This very proud king, head of the whole world at the time. But God appeared to him and gave him a dream, and Daniel interpreted it, saying, "It's the decree of the Most High, which has come upon my lord the king, that you shall be driven from among men, till you know that the Most High rules the kingdom of men, and he gives it to whom he will. But your kingdom shall be sure for you from the time that you know that heaven rules." So say that word with me. Heaven rules. God gives it to whomever he wills. We're not afraid of any of this stuff. Don't you be afraid. I know we can get afraid, but don't be afraid. Jehovah Adonai, the Lord, has established his throne in the heavens, says the Bible, and his kingdom rules over all. And he's ruling on your behalf. And he rules over the affairs of men, over our own individual lives. Amen?
Amen?
You know, if you think your world is a runaway train and it's all up to you, your health, oh no, the length of your days, oh no, your prosperity, your good, your direction in life, it's all up to you, well, you're going to be afraid. You're going to be trembling. But listen to this. It's not really in your hands. It's in his. We work, we decide, we strive, but it's ultimately not up to you. It's him. He's the Lord. For how about the day of your birth? Anybody choose that? He did form my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb, says David. You chose the time of my birth, Adonai. Adonai also chooses our course in life. For Jeremiah says, "I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself, that it is not in man who walks to direct his steps." God directs our steps. And if you seek him, because people can go astray from him, if you seek him, what's he going to do with your paths? Make them straight. When you acknowledge him in all your ways, he makes them straight. How did I get here? After all the ships I sailed, I dated several different girls, I had twists and turns in my life, I had 1,000 decisions, but somehow God landed me with Beth. Praise God, yay. God brought me out of the sea to captain a ship of his church. I love you guys, you're a much better crew. I'm so thankful, but I don't know how I got a house. I don't know where a boat came from. I don't know where all these things came from. It's the Lord. I just seek the Lord, and somehow these things appeared. I don't even know where they came from. Happens all the time. I go home, I'm like, where did all this come from, Lord? It's from you, because he is Adonai. It's in his hand to bless. He gives health. He gives wealth. He gives welfare. For David says, riches and honor come from thee. Thou rulest over all. In thy hand are power and might, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. But you know what? He also leads us through briars and thorn bushes and prickers. For in this world you will have troubles, says Jesus. But his promise as Adonai with you is, I will be with you in trouble. It shall not overcome you. I will be leading you through your tough times and difficulties out to myself through them. And you know what? Sometimes the hardest times in our lives are when Adonai is working the greatest, because he says, my grace at those times is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in your weakness. Trust in him as Adonai, that even if times troubling come upon you, that he says, I hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I will help you. Even if I take the wings of the morning, says David, and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there thy hand shall lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. That's Adonai. No room for fear. Use his name in your troubles. Call him Adonai, and drive and cast away all your fears. He even determines the time of your death. For in thy book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, says David, when as yet there was none of them. You know, go ahead and have your kale. Okay, I think that's great. Do your best to be healthy. That's wonderful. But God, it's ultimately in Adonai's hand. So don't be afraid of the time of your death. He knows what's best for you. He's our Father. And finally, he is the one who determines also that we have victory over death, because he sent Jesus Christ, who is Jehovah Adonai in the flesh with us to save us. And you know what? Because he is Adonai, Lord of Lords and King of Kings, nobody could stop Jesus. Herod tried to do it. I'm going to get that guy. Out he goes to Egypt. God saves him. The Jews tried to stop him. They couldn't thwart him. The devil tried to stop him. Jesus ran right through him. Death tried to stop him, but Peter says it's not possible for him to be held by it. He rose from the dead, having died on the cross, giving his life willingly. No one took it from him. He laid it down of his own power, his own choice and will, because he loves you, to save us and set us free by his blood. You believing on him have victory from the Lord given to you, because he is the king and bestows it upon all whom he wishes. And he gives it to all who trust in his son. Jesus ascended as Lord. He's reigning as Lord. He's coming again as Lord. And at the end of time, what's going to happen? Philippians 2, God's going to make it that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord Adonai, to the glory of God the Father, Jehovah Adonai, Jesus Christ. So, my point today is, forget your fears. If you ever are afraid, don't go along with what the world's, their worldview is nuts. They're crazy. They're godless. You know Jehovah Adonai. Use his name. It will drive and cast off your fears. For your life and the world is not a runaway train. There is a God in charge driving you home to a beautiful station to come into his place forever. And everything, God works it together for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. So will he not cause to prosper all your help and desire? For he has made with you an everlasting covenant in Jesus, ordered in all things and secure. Amen.